Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. Today I'm going to share a couple of stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Too Funny. This is a collection of hilarious stories that are bringing sunshine into our readers' days, and we've gotten a lot of very positive feedback from them. No one is safe in these true stories, from spouses to parents to children to colleagues to friends and even pets. And that's what we're going to talk about today with a couple of doggone funny stories. Our first story is by Ann Oliver, who tells us that she and her husband were living in an island community when he was working for the Navy. There was a historical hotel at one end of the island and a pet shelter on the other end, and Anne lived in the middle. Anne and her husband had adopted a wonderful pair of dogs. Maggie was a Westie, and Jock was a Scottish Terrier. Jock and Maggie had a litter of puppies, and they gave one of them, Copper, to their daughter and her husband. Copper looked just like his father, Jock, and Anne's daughter had another dog, a Westie, so both couples had a Westie and a Scottish Terrier. Then their son-in-law deployed for a year, so their daughter moved in with them, and now they had matched pairs of dogs living in the house. And this was a community that frowned on there being more than two dogs per house, so the family just didn't tell anyone. They only walked the dogs one pair at a time, and they never put all four out in the yard together where they would be visible to the neighbors. Since their dogs looked identical, Anne gave her daughter a spare set of ID tags and collars so that two Westies wore Maggie tags and two Scottish Terriers wore Jock tags. The island community loved their dogs, not realizing that they were loving four dogs instead of two. And when they walked the dogs past the hotel at one end of the island, the staff there always gave treats to the dogs. Nobody realized they were giving treats to four dogs, not two. So Anne's house had two fenced side yards, one on the left and one on the right. They never let both pairs of dogs into either of the fenced side yards at the same time. Well, one morning, Anne let her two into the right side yard and went to work. Unbeknownst to her husband had not secured the gate, and so her two dogs, Jock and Maggie, went off for a walk, heading right to the hotel to get their treats. The hotel staff was amused when they arrived, and they called the phone number and the tags, but no one was home, so the hotel called the pet rescue, which came and picked up the dogs to keep them safe for Anne to pick them up. Anne had to leave work to pick up her two dogs at the pet rescue. While she was on her way to get her dogs, her daughter came home from the gym and let her identical pair of dogs into the right side yard, thinking that the two missing dogs were just out on a walk with Anne. Her daughter didn't know that the gate wasn't closed all the way, so after she left her dogs there, the second pair of dogs, they let themselves out and headed to the hotel to get some treats. So now the hotel staff received another visit, and of course they thought the same pair of dogs had come back, and they called the rescue again. Anne got home with her pair of dogs, only to receive a rather irritated call from the rescue, which thought her dogs had already gotten out and gone to the hotel just minutes after she picked them up. She quickly put her pair of dogs into the left side yard because she was certain that that gate was secure, and then she headed back to the rescue to apologize and pay the fine again and pick up her daughter's pair of dogs. But it turned out her husband had left the gate to the left side yard unlocked as well. So Anne's pair of dogs got out again while she was picking up her daughter's dogs. Anne's pair ran to the hotel again looking for more treats, and the flabbergasted staff called the rescue for the third time. So Anne, who was still transporting her daughter's pair of dogs home, now had to go back to the rescue for a third time to pick up her pair of dogs. Anne says they never told anyone they had four dogs, and they made sure that neither pair of dogs ever visited that hotel again. Jill Nogales tells another funny dog story, and it involves a husband again. Jill and her family had a beautiful English setter named Mandy. She was sweet and gentle with their three children. She was a true family dog. She liked camping, hiking in the mountains, going on boat rides, taking long walks with them. But over the years, she grew old, and the time came when they realized she would not be with them much longer. So one morning, Jill's husband, Dan, found Mandy on her bed near the kitchen. She appeared to be sleeping peacefully, but when he tried to wake her up, nothing happened. He realized she was gone. When the kids came downstairs for breakfast, full of energy and excited for the day, Dan said, "I'm afraid I have bad news. Mandy died." Jill and the kids weren't sure what to say. Finally, her daughter Caitlin asked, "Are you sure, Daddy?" Jill says, tears filled Dan's eyes. He put his hands on Caitlin's shoulders and nodded, "I'm sorry, honey. I tried really hard to wake her up, but she didn't move. Mandy's gone." Jill said, "Are you sure Mandy is dead? Because she's standing right behind you and she's wagging her tail." Jill says she's not sure why Dan was so surprised when he turned around and Mandy licked his hand. It was, after all, Easter morning. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Too Funny. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book. And you will find it flying off the shelves wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. Now, do you want to become one of our storytellers? We're always looking for new talent, and we're even collecting stories for another humor book, plus about 10 other topics. Just go to our website and click on Submit Your Story, and we'll show you what we're working on and give you some guidelines for how to craft a wonderful nonfiction Chicken Soup for the Soul story. And please come back for our next episode to hear a couple of stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Your 10 Keys to Happiness, about how you can use the power of forgiveness to move forward instead of getting stuck in the past.